There is a real mystery. How did Jesus, how was he totally human and at the same time totally divine? And that's probably a mystery none of us will ever understand until we see him face to face and he will let us know. But see, if he's totally human, then he couldn't know everything as a human being. And you just kind of wonder, how did he keep that separate? Or in the Father's plan, how did that work out? So, I mean, say if he's fully God, which he is and was, how could he function as a fully human person and yet have knowledge of that fact? So maybe that was something in his life that was he gradually became aware of. You know, that, say, probably from his very earliest days, obviously, you know, when he went to the temple and he was talking to the elders, the scribes and the Pharisees, discussing the scriptures, discussing their religious tradition. So obviously, very early in his life, he had a very strong attraction to the Word of God, the work of God among his people. And obviously he saw himself as doing good for people because that's what he did. He was kind, he was merciful, he was understanding, he was helpful. He was always doing good things for people. And so I guess there's some story that, you know, that he became a follower of John the Baptist, that he liked what John had to say, and he was listened, he was touched by that. And he chose to walk into the waters of the Jordan to be baptized. Now he's God, he didn't need to do that. But was he aware of that at that moment? But it's that after he came out of the waters of baptism, he was praying. And while he was praying, the Spirit of God descended upon him as a dove that people could see. And a voice came from heaven and said, "You are my beloved. You are my beloved son." So I wonder if that was at the moment when Jesus first knew that there was something extraordinary about him and the mission that he was to accomplish in this world. Because from that time on, he was very focused on what he was supposed to do. He was very focused on proclaiming the Word of God, trying to people to change their hearts, showing people what it meant to be a child of God. That seemed to be, from that point on, his total focus. That he knew where he was going, he knew what his mission was, and he knew it could lead to struggle and difficulty, pain and suffering and death. But he somehow also had to know that the Father was always with him, and this is what good would happen from all of this. Just kind of like, I'm not sure, say, if he was fully human, he couldn't know all of that before and still live a fully normal human life. He would still have to be searching somehow. But if he knew he was God, he would say, "Well, I know what I'm doing. You know, it's just a matter of time when I do it publicly." But I think he had to probably deal with that through his lifetime until the voice of God said to him, "You are my beloved son." And said to the people, "Listen to him." But you know, interestingly now, in our baptism, see, unfortunately, I think we're baptized as kids because we don't experience what the ceremony really should be touching us with. I think there are advantages to adult baptism But the fact is, the church has done this for centuries and centuries, and we baptize children. So that's the way it's going to continue, I'm sure. But anyway, you see, as children, we're not conscious, aware of what is happening to us. That this baptism really is a commitment on the part of our parents. They're committing us to God. They're committing us to the family of God, which God Himself is the one who invites us. I mean, it's not for anything that we do. We don't earn this. We don't earn this right to be children of God. That's God's gift to us. And He chooses to give that to us, initiating us through the sacrament of baptism. And what happens through that sacrament is a total conversion, a total change. That we are now, our focus then is to work primarily for the things of God. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have a different kind of job. You know, it doesn't mean you have to all be religious or a priest or a brothers or anything, nothing of that nature. But whatever our job is, our orientation is always toward doing the work of the Father, which Jesus taught us what to do. Now, so sometimes I think it's worthwhile asking ourselves, well, what does my baptism do for me? Because, you know, since it happens as children, we kind of push it back and we don't think a whole lot about it. But we need to, because that's how we became children of God. That He truly looks at each and every one of us and says, I chose you. I want you to be part of my family. You are an heir to eternal life, to perfect happiness and peace with the Father for all eternity. We are heirs of that. He gives that to us. We don't earn that. So if we ask ourselves, well, what do I do now that I have that? What difference does it make in my life? Well, I think, first of all, we have to kind of go back and think about what happens at baptism. What happened to Jesus was very, very dramatic. He came out of that water and He was by Himself praying. And the Spirit of God comes upon Him. That same Spirit came upon us in our baptism. Probably not in the form of a dove that we could see, but very much the same Spirit. And God said to us, you are now my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. At that time. Just like you said to Jesus, you are my beloved son. So I think what we need to do in our own lives, we need to come back to the fact and examine, what did baptism mean for me? And unfortunately, as I say, as children, you know, we're baptized, our parents have us baptized. Unfortunately, too many times there is no follow-up, or not adequate follow-up. So we don't really understand the tremendous significance of that sacrament and that moment, that choice in our lives. Because at that moment, we became heirs of heaven, children of God. With God, we can truly call Him, as Jesus said, call Him Abba, call Him Papa, call Him Dad, whatever you want. He is your Father. So what does that do for us? What does my baptism do for me? It opens up the way to all the other sacraments. It opens up the way to the Eucharist, which nourishes me, to the sacrament of reconciliation, the anointing of the sick, marriage, priesthood, confirmation. It opens up all of the others. Without baptism, I don't have those. Without baptism, I don't have this family of God that I belong to. If I'm not baptized, how do I say I belong to the family of God? The mystical body of Christ, us, all of us, throughout the world. I become part of that family through this baptism. That's something very significant that we sometimes just don't pay attention to either. How does my baptism affect what I do each and every day? It really should kind of make me say, God is my Father. What do I do to please my dad today? What do I do today that's going to make him say, good job? Just like you would your own father that you honor and love and respect. You like them to be proud of you. They like to see that what they have done for you has allowed you to grow and achieve and accomplish all kinds of stuff. But principally that they taught us to be good people. They taught us to be like Jesus, to be kind. And this is being like God, because that's what Jesus taught us. It doesn't have to be anything extraordinary or fancy or world-shaking or anything like that. Just be kind, be loving, be forgiving, be merciful, be understanding, be patient, be helpful, that kind of stuff. And those are the things, the quality, where I can look at myself at the end of my day, I can look in the mirror and say, I think I tried my best today. I think my dad would be proud of me. And speaking of my dad, my Heavenly Father, I think he would be proud of me. But you know, think about your baptism. It is absolutely the essential entrance into the life of God. He invites us to be part of his family. We belong with God. He keeps telling us that. But it's like we keep pushing him out of the way. I haven't got time for you now. Maybe when I get older, or maybe when I get sick or something, then I'll have some time I can think about you and pray. Well, you're not going to do it then either if you don't do it now. So we learn, what do we do to live our baptism? How do I show my appreciation, my understanding, any kind of understanding of what happened to me when that water was poured over my head and said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So the celebration we have today as we close the Christmas season is a celebration of baptism, of new life. New life that Christ came to bring us, that the Father invited us to share by being members of his family, and that he said, now you bring it to other people. So that all the world will one day come to know that I am here, and that I am your Father, and that I love you, and that one day I want you all to be with me. That's what our baptism does for us.